Masechtas Baba Basra, Daf Nun Beis, five lines at the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara previously discussed the concept of L'Glui Azuzu Hu Deboi, that there's a svara that potentially a husband could say, that I want to make sure that I find out if my wife actually was hiding money, and as the Gemara stated, Kambamais Tmunin, Kambamais Shein Tmunin, and the Gemara continues to discuss the concept of a woman stealing money from her husband, as Tanur Rabbanan we learned in the Braisa, Eim Kamalim Pikdainis, Leimen Anoshim, Leimen Avodim, Leimen Atinakis, that a person should not accept a Pekodin from a married woman or from an Eved Knani or from a boy or girl that's under bar mitzvah, and as the Rashbam points out, that it's possible to say that they stole this item from the husband or from their master, and a young child as well, that since they're Yisoyimim, potentially they stole this item from the person that they're living with and the person that's caring for them, and by you watching the merchandise that they stole, you are being and if you don't accept it from them, then they will return it back to where they stole it from, and they won't want to be caught having this merchandise with them. And clearly from the Rashbam, it's mashma that when the Brisa stated mitnatanikis, it's referring to children that do not have parents and therefore they're living by someone else. And it's mashma that if there would be a child that has parents and he wants to place a pekodin by someone else, then it would seem that even l'chadchila you would be able to take a pekodin from them as they would not steal from their own parents. However, other Rishonim explain when the Brisa states mitnatanikis is not only referring to Yusaimim or Yusaimis, as referring to any Ketanim or Ketanis that want to be mafkid something by someone else, and we have to be choshish that maybe they stole it, as since generally children don't have their own merchandise and their own items, therefore you have to be choshish that maybe they stole it. However, the Braisa continues that although it is a din that Eim Mekabim Pitoinis, that's only din L'chadchila, and B'dieved Kibol Min Isha, then Yachzal Isha, if someone was Mekabim Pitoinis from a woman, then when she wants it back, you should return it back to the woman, and you should not return it to her husband. And as Rashbam states, that we would not be machzikah that she definitely stole it, and therefore we give it back to the original spot where we got it from, and then she will have to give it back to her husband, or she'll keep it, and it's not the Nifkad's business as to deciding who should actually get this at the end result. Therefore, he should just make sure to put it back in its original status quo. However, as we know that even if a woman owns something, then once she dies, her husband is Yerusha, and therefore the Braisa continues, v'mesa, that if prior to her receiving her pekodin back, she dies, then Yachzal Baila, then the Nifkat should give the Pekodim back to her husband. And as Rashbam states, Yachzal Baila, Shafilo Nitla, Mamun Zeh, Al Menashe Inla Baila Vishuspa, and even if someone gave her this item as a gift and he said, I'm giving it to you, Al Menashe, your husband has no Rishus in it, Mikivan Shemesa, Yarisha Baila. But now that she died, certainly her husband has a right to be Yarisha, and he inherits this item, Shabal Yarisha Sishtoi, Vihilkach Yachzal Baal, the Manashach Achshav Yarisha Baila, as certainly at this point it belongs to her husband. And similarly, the Braisa continues, Kivo Mina Evid, if the Eved, someone took a Pekodin from an Eved, then Yachzil Eved, if the Eved comes to collect the Pekodin, then you could give the Pekodin back to the Eved Knani, and you don't give it to the Adin. However, the Emes, and if prior to giving the Pekodin back, the Eved Knani dies, then Yachzil Rabbi, then you should give the Pekodin back to its master. And the Rashbam points out, as we generally have a rule that anything that was owned by an Eved Knani belonged to the master, and the Rashbam points out, even if the Eved Knani was already let out free and is no longer an Eved Knani prior to dying, and then the Eved Knani dies, that the Nifkad would still return this item to his master. That when the Eved put the Pekodin by Reuven, he was an Eved. And we do say that Stam Avodim are Gazlanim, and therefore the likelihood is that this item belonged to the master. However, Benegei, a woman, if she already was divorced and then she died, in that case, we would say that you return the item to her Yarshim and not to her husband. The Mishnah Skasha in Habal Yarsha, as certainly once they're divorced and her husband does not have the right to inherit her. And Lemaisa, there is a possibility that this item belonged to this woman. As first of all, it's possible that someone gave her this item as a gift and said, Al Menashe in Lebaila Vishuspa. Number two, we don't have a general rule that Stam Noshim Agazlanim Hain, and therefore it's very possible that this item belonged to this woman, and therefore now that she died, the Pekodin would belong to her children and to her Yarshim and not to her ex-husband. And we continue on Dafnun Bezom and Aleph, Kibul Minakotan Yasle Skula, even though we stated the Chachilo, you should not take a Pekodin from a Pekodin, but let's say Reuven actually accepted a Pekodin from a Pekodin, then even if the Pekodin wants a Pekodin back, you should not give the Pekodin to Pekodin back into his hands, as a Pekodin can't watch this item, and you'll cause him to lose this item, and instead, the Nifkad should make a trust for the Pekodin, and he should make sure to be able to retain the value of this item until the Pekodin becomes a Gadol, and at that point, the Nifkad will return it to the Gadol. gadol, and as Rashbam states, kibul min hakatan liyachzid lo yishere in yedei lishma, and if you will actually give it to the katan, so kamashlof leibadami mishemachzid loy el yasle skula itzer achi gadol viyachzid loy will come up and farish my skula, and the Gemara will explain what exactly you do with this item and what does it mean when we say we make a skula for him. And Taz is bothered that previously we stated that this third party shouldn't get involved and he should just put it back to exactly where he found it, and originally the katan had his item, so why can't you just give it back to the katan? And Ban states, Kiu mena katan yasle skula, lotzi sidei shemaim kamina, mishum hashavas e vidosi shaltinak, that in a chinami it is not a requirement. However, Reuben should still do so, lotzi sidei shemaim, because it would be like a shavas avida for the tinak, as otherwise the tinak will lose this item. Kein shomer bechavolos, and just like we learned in Masechta Baba Kama da pezayim beis, the mechsel liyada tinak in a chayv lishalim, and therefore if Reuben actually returns his item to the tinak, and then the tinak loses the item, then Reuben would not be chayv lishalim. And I in the places that points out, kill mena katan yasle skula, the mishabal yodoy ima mitzia eshkach, that we don't have to be choshish that maybe he stole it, and we have to be choshish that maybe it actually belongs to the katan, as a katan has a right to pick up mitzias, and it belongs to the katan, and will kach have the katan, and therefore this item actually belongs to the katan, the yasle skula, therefore Reuben should not give it back to the katan, and instead he should create a trust, avu mikol makon l'chadchila ima kablin, but l'chadchila you should still not take this item from the katan. The Rashba points out, v'nirali the dafkul katan shlo yigil echlal putois, our Gemara is specifically talking about a katan that did not yet reach the age of putois, which is around 11 or 12 years old, she'ilu higil echlal putois machzalai, as if the katan would already be that age, then you certainly can return this item to the katan, as we know that afil echadchila noisle kedei l'slamed umecho mekach umemkar memko b'mtatlin, and we know that their transactions are valid, and therefore it would be no problem to give this item back to the katan. And the Brisa continues, v'kul sh'amru b'shas b'sasan sh'pleini hein yasa kipurushon, if at the time that this woman or this Eved or even the Katan is about to die and they tell us that you should know that this item that I gave to you is really not mine but it really belongs to a different person, then the Nifkat should follow the instructions and return it to that person. Ayin Rashbam points out that even though the Gemara stated Bishasmi Sasan or Chedimil Sinakat, it's only telling us the normal way, as this would be the scenario, the Shem Brian in Mreitzin Lachsel Abaylam Yitl Shalhan Miyala Nifkat V'yachsel Abaylayin, as certainly if they're healthy then they could go to Nifkat and take the item back from Nifkat, and then they could personally go and give it to the other person. And as we stated, that b'negein isha yachsel isha, b'negein eved yachsel eved, and b'negein katan, once it becomes a gadol, then the nifkad would give him back the item, and then this woman or the eved knani or this person who now is a gadol will certainly be able to go and give it back to its proper owner. And the ma'alein legalis hadava, and why would they have to tell us who it actually belongs to? However, the Brisa teaches us that this is only if the nifkad actually believes the isha or believes the eved knani or believes the katan. However, the Brisa continues, v'imlav, if Reuven, who is the Nifkat, does not believe the Isha or the Eved Knani or the Katan, Yasta Pirish Lepushan, and as Rashbam says, Klema Vim Loy Mehem Lahu Nifkat, Shah Pekatan Shal Isid Plenu, and if the Nifkat doesn't believe that this Pekatan really belongs to this other person, El Shabbailim Shal Hemu, and he really thinks that the Isha stole it from her husband, or the Eved Knani stole it from his master, or the Katan stole it from the people who he's living by, when we take Busha in and Raitzim Loy Mashu Shal Bailim, the Lizkaskuk Gaz Lon Vigadnovim, and he feels that the woman or the Eved or the Katan were just too embarrassed to say that they stole it, as they didn't want people to think of them as gazlanim. Yasa nifka pirish achal pirushai. So the nifkat has the right to decide who to give it to, and yachsel lebalim shall ilu v'loilo isiplani v'chay gavna mina b'samach v'ahiu avdu debistu d'Rav Babachana. And as we will see when we learn the story about the wife of Rav Babachana, but keep in mind that certainly if the katan says that it belongs to me, then yasel eskula, and if the woman says it belongs to me, then certainly we give it back to the woman, and if the Eved Knani says that this item belongs to me, then certainly we would give it back to the Eved Knani, and the nifkat can't decide that he's lying and it really belongs to the owner. And the only time that we say such a svara is only when the isha or the eved or this katan say that this item doesn't belong to me and it belongs to a third party, then we would say that potentially he's lying and therefore the nifkat could decide who to give it to. The Gemara continues with the story, when the wife of Rav Babachana was about to die, she said that this nose ring or earrings or some types as pearls that I have really belong to Mata and to his grandchildren. The Rashbam explains, the Mata Shem Chacham, it's the name of a Chacham, Achav Shel Rav Chiya, and he was a brother of Chiya and the uncle of Rav. Kedaminon, as we learned in Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Hey, Mata Ve'evoy V'chana Rav Chiya were all brothers. Gemara tells us, Asal Kamei de Rav, so Rav Babachana came to Iska Shaila to Rav, Amalei, and Rav responded, Im Hemelach Asei Kipurusha, V'iloi Asei Pirish Lepurusha. And certainly if you trusted your wife, and as Rashbam points out, Shel Gan V'mcha Klum, that she never stole anything from you, so certainly you should trust her that these earrings do not belong to her, and you should return it to Mato Bnei Bato. However, if for some reason you don't trust her, then you could decide what to do by yourself. And as Rashbam states, Akev La'atzmucha, that you could withhold it and keep it for yourself. Mar continues, the Ikadamri, and others say, Hachi Amalei, this is what Rav responded to Rav Rabbechano, Iyamid Allah, Asay Kipurusha, Viloy, Asay Pirish Lepurusha. And Rashbam brings down two different Pshatim. Number one, Iyamid Allah, Oysam Shiha Merish, Shehem Shalhem. If we know that those people that she said that these earrings belong to, and referring to Matar Bei Batai, that they are wealthy, and therefore it makes sense that they would own such a piece of jewelry, and it makes sense that they would actually be mafkid this type of earring by her, and therefore you should return the earrings to them. However, if it doesn't make sense that they would actually have such items, and therefore they would be mafkid such items by your wife, then you could keep these items. Rashbam points out a second pshat, inami that if you know that your wife is the type of person that she would have very good friends, that they would give her a present and they would tell her that I'm giving you this present, I'm not that your husband doesn't have any rights to this present, therefore these earrings belong to your wife, and therefore your wife had a right to give this present to them as this money did not belong to you, and therefore you should follow her wishes. However, if you know that your wife did not have such friends and she wouldn't be able to get such a gift from someone, then most likely this money was actually your money, and therefore these earrings belong to you, and therefore she can't be mitzava machbis misa to give a matana to Mato Bnei Bato, since they don't belong to her and they really always belong to you. Gemara continues that the Brisa stated in Minakotin Yasle Skula that even though the chetchila you should not take a pekotin from a cotton, but if a cotton gave you a pekotin, then at this point you should not give it back directly to the cotton, and instead you should keep it in trust for the cotton until it becomes a gadol. And the Gemara asks my segula, what does it mean when you keep it in trust? And Rav Chista Amar Sefer Torah, Rav Chista says you should go and buy a Sefer Torah, and this way certainly the Karen will always be Kayim, and meanwhile the child could use the Sefer Torah and learn from the Sefer Torah, and this way he'll have benefit from the Sefer Torah, and in the meantime the cotton will not be depleting his asset and his principal. The Gemara continues, Rav Barav Huna, Rav Barav Huna Amar, Dikla to Achim in the Tamri, you should buy a date tree, and this way the entire time that the cotton is still a cotton, he'll be able to eat the payers, and this way at least he'll always have the principal, and you won't deplete the principal. Really, both Rav Chista as well as Rav Barav Huna was saying the same concept, that when you have something that belongs to a cotton, then you should make sure to invest it properly and make sure you get something with a keren et kayim, and in the meantime the cotton could use the peiris. And as Rashbam points out, Sefer Torah lomad boy hare peiris va keren kayim, and the ochemine ha cotton tamri, and the cotton could eat the dates va keren kayim al beiskaloi, but don't put it into some sort of business shemi erab boy dvat kol v'taved, as potentially in that scenario, although it could be a very profitable venture, but it's very possible that you lose your principal and you shouldn't put it into something which has much risk. Ridvar states for Sefer Torah lav dafka el esvarim v'diklanami lav dafka el shekaren kayim v'yesh l'ksas peiris. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Mem Beza Menav that stated v'loy la'av b'nichse ha-ben v'loy la'ben b'nichse ha-av, that a father cannot create a chazakah when he goes and uses in the chasim of his son, and a son cannot create a chazakah when he goes and uses in the chasim of his father, and even if they used in the chasim for 3 years and they have edim, that would not create a chazakah. And the reason is because the son and father are not makbidin each other, and therefore even though that they were seen that they were eating peiris and using the sadah for 3 years, but the maisa that doesn't show bailis, and therefore the only way that they would be able to prove bailis is by keeping their shtar or by having edim. The Gemara begins that this certainly makes sense if there's a child that was actually living together with his father and he's still involved with his father, and for example there's a child that's samech al shulchan aviv. However, the Gemara now brings a machlekes as to what the din would be if this child already grew up and is no longer samech al shulchan aviv, and therefore there's no further business relationship between the father and the child. And as the Gemara states, Amar Basif, Afilu Cholkoi, that even if the father and son no longer have a business relationship and the son is no longer samech al shulchan aviv, that even so, if father and son are not makbid on each other, and therefore they can't create a chazaka one on the other. However, Rava Amar, Osama Gerus, Rabba Amar, Cholkoi Loi, that once they split up and they no longer have a business relationship, and if either the son or the father uses the other's sada for 3 years and they have edim, then they would each be able to create a chazaka one on the other. And as Rashbam says, and therefore our Mishnah is not talking about a case where this child already was not Seimich al Shulchan Aviv, al Kivin the Cholko, Yesh le Chazaka, Ze al Ze. Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Yemi Medifti tells us, Av Rab Papi Uvda, Cholko Loi, Kirava, that Rab Papi actually paskin in a scenario where there was a child that was already not Seimich al Shulchan Aviv, either the father or the son created a Chazaka, then it would be a valid Chazaka, and he paskin like Rava. And similarly, the Gemara continues, Amr Rab Nachman Yitzchak tells us, Ishtoy Li, Rab Chia Mehumiz Adshir, Rab Chia from a place called Hermes Rabbi Adshir told me, the Shtoylei, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishmid Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov told him, in the name of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov, Halkuloi, that he also passed like Rava, that once the father and son do not have any further business relationship, and the son is no longer Samech Al Shulchan Aviv, then the din of our Mishnah doesn't apply, and therefore the father and son can create a chazakah against one another. The Gemara now passing the Hilchas Halkuloi, and the Gemara passing like Rava or Rabba, and like Rav Papi, and like Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, that once the father and son no longer have any business relationship, and the son is no longer Samech Al Shulchan Aviv, then certainly a father and son are makbid on each other, and therefore if one of them is using the other's sada for 3 years or more, and they have edim, then they would be able to create a chazakah. As the Gemara continues, and we learned a similar din in a brisa, ben shecholak, if a son already split up from his father, or if there was a woman that was already divorced, then they're like regular people, no longer say a svara that a husband is not makbid on his wife, and a father and son are not makbid each other. Therefore, the four din that we mentioned on Mishnah of loy leish chazakah b'nichse ishtar, loy leish chazakah b'nichse bayla, loy leav b'nichse ben, loy leben b'nichse av, would no longer be relevant, and each one could be machzik on the other. Before we continue, Rabbeinu Gershom explains Rav Chiya mehur miz atsher, and he says shuhu min akrach shul ktonis to atsher, that he came from a large city which was governed by a person called atsher. Keep in mind that the Rashbam on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph pointed out ben shecholak v'ishu shenis gasha rein kechol adam hiflig me'ov ve'in tzoymich oyed al shechonai kegoyin shenasa isha. And for example, where you got married ve'im mishtadal oyed b'nichse oviv, so at this point harehin kechol adam, and l'chayu the Rashbam doesn't mean dafka that he got married, and as long as the child is no longer samech al shulchan aviv, the same din would apply. Gemara continues, itma we learned echem and achen shei neisiv neisim b'teicha bayis, that if Yaakov died and he left over a bunch of children and he left over an entire estate, and meanwhile Reuven is the executive of the estate and he's taking care of all the affairs of the estate, and then at a later point there are stories that come out that mention that Reuven was involved in the transaction, and Rashbam explains that oinus refers to sale documents and to shtari mekach, and shtaris refers to shtari alva and to notes. And for example, there's actually a deed that states that Reuven bought a specific sada, or there's a note that says that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. Meanwhile, the rest of the brothers say that you only had money from the estate, and it must be that when you purchase this property, you purchased using the funds of the estate. Even though this document says that you own this property or that you lent this money, really you bought it on behalf of the estate, or you lent this money on behalf of the estate, and really we own this as well. As we will see, that Reuven and these brothers were really only half brothers, and he had the same father, but Reuven had a different mother. And Va'amar, and meanwhile Reuven makes a claim, Shalihim, that really these assets and this loan was from my money, Shenafalim Beis Avi'ima, the way that I had my own money is because I received an inheritance from my grandfather's estate, which was the father of my mother. The Gemara brings Machlekes, Amarab, Olav Lahavi Raya, Rav holds that Reuven has to bring a Raya, as ultimately he was taking care of the estate, and therefore the pashas is that any money that he has came from the estate. Therefore, we're machzik that all the brothers must own this item. And as the Rashbam states, Olav Lahavi Raya, Shamam and Shaloi, that Reuven has to bring a Raya, that this money belongs to him, and Afal Pishik Suvan Shtaris Bishmoi, and even though the Shtaris mentioned him by name, the Kivan Shahihulu Vadi Naisiv Naisiv and Chasiv Shidikh Tavar Shmoi, that since Lamaisa, he was the one that was dealing with the entire state, that didn't even split up the food, and they all take the food from the estate itself. The Kivan Lay Noidim Ailam Ezit Sad Yavilim Mammon Beloy Achiv, Ain Litli Sashtaris Elbim Mammon Av, and since we have no idea how this brother would have gotten any money aside from the estate, therefore we have to be told that the money came from the estate of his father. Certainly, without Reuven bringing a raya, we can't take the money away from the estate, and therefore all the brothers have a right to the money. They should be eligible to receive their proper share. However, Shmuel states that the brothers would have to bring a raya. If they can't bring a raya, then we would say that likely these items belong to Reuven. And as Rashbam points out, and the note actually mentions Reuven by name, and why should we think that it belongs to the state of the father? And Rashbam points out, and even though generally we pass like Shmuel when it comes to dinim, however, but in our case we will pass like Rav, the Tanya Kamon Kavosei, and as we will see, that we will find a brisa on Omer Beis that will be exactly like Rav, Rav Chista Rabba Rav Sheshes Nami Karav Svirlu, the Mefashi Milsila Kamon, and we will also see that Rav Chista Rabba and Rav Sheshes also explain the words of Rav, and therefore it must be that they pass like Rav, and therefore we pass like Rav. The Gemara continues on Shmuel that Shmuel states, Moidli Abba, that Rav himself would be made to me, Shemes, that if Reuven himself would die, and at this point it's Reuven's children that are being Yerush Reuven, and they come and claim that these assets belong to our father. So in that case, Allah Chacham Havi Raya, then certainly even Rav would agree that the brothers would have to bring a Raya, and otherwise we would paskin that these items belong to Reuven's children. The Rashbam explained the Kivin the Yasmin La B'nei Yisur Raya Nenu, as since the Yisraelim can't bring a Raya, Ve'in Yodin L'chapis Chusan, and they are not in a very good position to go and find Rayas that Reuven actually owned this item, the Gam Ashtar Mechiach Shayim Mamin Shel Avin, and the Shtar itself states that this Mamin belonged to their father. Therefore, even Rav would agree, Al Shekinegd L'Havi Raya, that his brothers would have to bring a Raya that they did not belong to Reuven, Avuk Shahach Atzmai Kayim, but if Reuven himself is alive, Hoymatel Rav Alav L'Havi Raya, then certainly Rav stated that Reuven would have to bring a Raya, and Rav's svar is, Dem Isa de Shalayu Mamazeh, as if this money really belonged to Rav, Yochel Achapis V'Lumsi Raya, so Reuven is in good position to go and find Rayas, Vimlo Yimatsu Raya Hifsid, and if Reuven cannot find a Raya and can't bring a proof that the money that he used to buy this asset or to give this loan really belonged to him, then Rav feels that Reuven should lose, and Lechayra it seems that the Gemara is going with the svar of Taninon, that since the Yorshim are not in good position, therefore even Rav would agree that would be Taninon Lay, and we'd be tying for the Yorshim. Let's see the Rashbam Diba Maslal Abba, and the Rashbam says, Rav Kacha Yishmoi, that when we talk about Abba, it refers to Rav, and the name of Rav was really Abba, and as the Gemara Masechta Schulin states, Abba Richa, the Aminim Man Reish Sidra Rebavol, Abba Richa, the Aminim Masechta Nida, Rav Aruch B'doyer Haya, Bahay the Karele Rav, and the reason why we call him Rav is Kamoish Yekon Rabbi Yudah Nasi Rabbi Beret Yisrael, Karele Nami B'bavol Rav, the Chay Mitzasa B'Sefer Aruch Hamuv V'Meroyma. However, Ayin and Rashi Masechta Schulin, that he states, L'Rav have a Karele Shmuel Hachi, that Shmuel would call Rav the word Abba, Mishum Kavod, as that was a Lashon of Kavod, a Lashon of honor. Rashi Masechta Yevama states, Mishum the Kashim Inay, because Shmuel was younger than Rav, Karele Abba, therefore Shmuel called him Abba, Kamay Lashon, Nesiv Rabbi. Rashi Masechta Brachas on the Mem Zayin states, Shmuel Hei Kail Rav Av L'Chvaydoi, this was an honorary title. Rashbam said, that Oinei Sashtari Mechiris, Lashon Koich Rishis Oinei, as we find this Lashon in Pashav Ayachi, however, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, that states, Oinei is Koichis Kagoin HaShois, and Shtaris the Havois of Mechiris, and the Aruch he explains, Pirish Oinei Shtar HaMecha, B'Lashon Yavin, Karin Oisei Oinei, that the Greek word for Shtar HaMecha is Oinei. The Gemara continued that Shmuel just stated that would be Tanina Li Yisaimim, and the Gemara asked, Master Rapapa Rapapa asked, Klum Tanina Lahu Liyasmi Midlai Tanlu Avon, would we ever Taina for Yisaimim, a Taina which would not work for their father? The only time that we actually Taina for Yisaimim is only if the father would have been able to Taina something, and if the father would have said that, then the father would have won, even if the Yisaimim don't actually make that Taina, so Bezim will actually be Psach Picha Le'ilaim, and they will actually make that Taina for the Yisaimim. In our case, since if Reuven would be alive and he would actually claim that I own these assets, we would not believe him, and all of the Havi Raya, as Rav stated, so how could it be that we'd be Taininu Yisaimim, and how could we believe the Yisaimim on a Taina that the father would have made the same claim, that the father would not have an Amonis, and we would not believe their father? Let's see the Rashbam Diba Maskel, Klum Taninu Lul Yasmi, Bitmiya, Ilo Hayavim Kayim, Hayivim Machzikim Amon Viad Achen, Ach Yavi Raya Shainin Shalhen, and as we explain, Lufisha Mes, Yafu Kaychen Shal Yisaimim Menu, Viafsidu Achen, Bitmiya, Rashbam continues, the Afagav Daminon, even though on Daf Mem Alpha and Beis we already stated, Tainul Yerish, Gabi Cheskes Gimel Shonim, and as the Gemara explained, that even though Yaakov did not use this asset for 3 years, and therefore he didn't have his own Chazakah, and meanwhile he only lived there for 1 day, and now his son lived there for 3 years, and even though we know that Chazakah She'ini Mataino is not a Rebel Chazakah, and if Yaakov would have lived here for 3 years, and he would say that I just lived here for 3 years, and he wouldn't tell us why he was in the property, and he wouldn't claim that he bought this from the original owner, and certainly Yaakov would not win. However, Lamaisa, once his children are living in the property and they don't know what the reason that their father was living in the property, and they could at least think that Yaakov bought it from the original owner, so in that case we would be Tanina Liyarshim, and we would say it's a valid Chazakah, and we wouldn't say it's considered Chazakah She'ini Mataino. The Rashbam points out, Loidami, the Hosanami ain't Tainan Bishvili Yisaimim, we're not actually going and making a claim for the Yisaimim. El Shavi and Kona Minam Ara Kamoshahi Hua Ab Yachlitain. Bezin just saying that since if the father would be around, he could have tainted that he actually bought this from the original owner, and even though the Yisaimim don't know if that is actually the case, we would be Taninale, and we would say that quite possibly their father Yaakov bought this from the Marakama. And therefore, how could it be that in our case, just because Yaakov died, we would now require that the brothers had to bring a raya, that the money was actually theirs? Certainly, even in this scenario, Rav would not agree to Shmuel. He would still hold all of the raya, that the son would have to bring a raya, that the father actually bought it with his own money, or he gave the loan with his own money. Rapapa continued, that how do I know that I'm correct? Because Rav Rava apik zuga de sabalo v'safra dagata miyas There was a scenario where Yaakov had the tailor's scissors and he also had Sfarim, which were used as storybooks and Agadta. Even though generally when someone actually holds on to something and he's muchzik in something that's metalplin, then he creates a chazaka immediately and we say that surely belonged to that person. However, that is only by something that is generally not lent and generally not rented. However, since these scissors as well as these Sfarim are things that are rented and lent out, therefore you can't create a chazaka. And just by the fact that Yaakov was holding on to these scissors and to these Sfarim was not a riot that they belonged to him. Reuven claims that these scissors and these books belonged to him, and then Yaakov died, and now his children came to Beis Din. And even though we generally have a svara of Tanin and Yarshim, but over here Rava said that Lamaisa we can't give the Yarshim a better position than the father would have had. And since if the father would be here, we would require the father to bring a raya that he actually bought these items from Reuven. Therefore, the Yisraelim are not in a better position, and they would also have to bring a raya that the father or they actually bought these scissors or these svarim from Reuven. And let's see the bottom Rashbam Diva Maslo below raya. Rashbam explains that once the Marakama brought rayas and brought edim that these items belonged to him originally, then he didn't require that the Bailam would also have to bring edim that he actually lent these items to the father of the Yisraelim. Lefi Shei Nasu and Lhash Lhaschir, as these items are normal to lend out and to rent out. Shem Amavin Lekuchim Biyadi Olav Raya. And even if Yaakov would have claimed that these items belonged to him and he bought it from Reuven, Yaakov would have to bring edim that would prove that he actually bought it, and without edim he would not be believed. And therefore, Afi Yisraelim Alim Lhavi Raya Shelach Raviyim and Abaylam the Kim is less than Raya. And since the Yisraelim don't have Raya, Chazirim Rav Labaylam, therefore Rav will return these items to the original owner, to Reuven. And he didn't say that now that father died, then it would be Tainu Liyarshin, even though it's a Taina that father couldn't Taina. We continue on Dafnun Bezer and Bez, and the Gemara explains that how do we know when this Dvaram Hasun Lahash Lahaskir that the father couldn't have actually made a claim that he actually bought it, and he would have to bring a Raya, and he would have to bring Edim, as the Gemara states, Kedashalach Rav Huna Ba'ovin, and as Rav Huna Ba'ovin stated, Dvaram Hasun Lahash Lahaskir Va'omel Kuchin and Biyadai, that if there is something where it's normal to rent it out or to lend it out, and a person with Taina that I bought it, ain't a Nemon, he's not Nemon. The only way that someone that buys something which is the Dover Shasun Lahash Lahaskir would be Nemon and would be able to prove that he has ownership only if he actually brings Edim that he actually bought this item. The Gemara ends off Kasha that in a Chanami this is a valid question on Shmuel, and therefore we don't understand how Shmuel could have stated that Rav would agree that in the case where Yaakov died, there would be Tanin Liyarshin, and even though the father couldn't actually make that claim, we would still believe the Yarshim, and therefore his brothers would have to bring a Raya that these items belong to the estate, that the money that Reuven used in order to purchase the Sadah or to give this loan was not actually Yaakov's money and it belonged to the estate. Keep in mind that we just mentioned that Sifrei D'Agata are things that are suing L'Hash L'Haskir. Rashi Masechta Shavuot states V'dafka Sifrei D'Agata She'in Adam Asad Luma Behem Tader Al V'Shah Sfarim In Asuyin L'Hash L'Haskir, but other Sfarim it was not normal to rent out or to lend L'Vishim Miskalkalin, as they would get ruined very quickly, as we learned that if someone finds Sfarim that he can't learn in them L'Chatchila V'Layikra Achi Imai, because they could get ruined, therefore he can't learn together with someone else. And since such Sfarim are not Asad L'Hash L'Haskir, therefore Yachaloyim L'Kuchay In Biyadei Ve'in Tzarech Lichtav L'Layim Shtar Mechira, the only reason it's a good idea to write a Shtar Mechira is in order to make sure that once someone claims that it's theirs, that he would not have to make a Shvua. And Ayin Ritvah who states, V'sifra da'agata asal hashal haskal o'ilam av shasfarim akol kafi mashu ha'shoyel v'amashol im dakal hashal zel zesfarim, if it's normal for them to lend each other svarim, then certainly you can't create a chazaka one on the other. V'avagav d'shel svarim mitzvah k'dechsev ha'im v'ishu v'beisai ha'inu l'mishu ro'ilam v'gam shesham yofa v'she'im v'chshash p'shia o'i kfira v'gam yish b'dadu kapdanim v'in roitzen lasu mitzvah zu. Therefore, by standard svarim, it's not always going to be the case that it's a dover ha'asu l'hashal haskir, as you mentioned from Rashi, Masechta Shavuos. Ayin Rashbam Diva Maskel Kasha, where he brings down a very big yisoid, as Rashbam brings down that Rabbeinu Chananel actually paskel like Shmuel, the hechad of mis ala achim havi raya, even though our Gemara asked the question and the Gemara endorphed with Kasha, but Zok Rabbeinu Chananel vechim pirish naktina v'rabbeisai, kol hechad amir Gemara tiyufta de plaini tiyufta, but lo divri misha tiyufta alav lagamri, then it's mevatel that person's words and we won't paskel like him. Aval hechad also b'kasha, ki hach de Shmuel le butlo dvarav, da minu le have a briyul on the butlo Shmuel zu lagamri, ale ishtaka peruka bahu shaito, the tali v'kaimo, and we didn't find the proper teretz at that moment, but the maisa doesn't prove that we wouldn't pass like Shmuel, and therefore we pass like Shmuel in this scenario. And what the Rashbam himself states, for Alpha Pekin ain near be'inai, the loishna tiyufta of loishna kasha, the koya milsada meira, chodehi v'leha v'ikah, and the words tiyufta or kasha are not relevant to the question, elagabit tiyufta v'mishto v'braisa shayach loimit tiyufta, and when there's a question from a mishto from a brisa, so that the word tiyufta makes sense. And when there's a question from Amroim, then there's shaykh to say the word kasha. And therefore we don't pass like Shmuel at all. And as we already saw from the Rashbam and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara continues. Rav Chista explains that loyshano el de'in chalukim b'yisasan, that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is only the case where the estate is completely intact and everything that the brothers receive is only from the estate, and therefore it makes sense that potentially this money actually came from the estate, and that's why Rav holds that the executor would have to bring a raya that he actually bought this property using his own funds and he didn't buy it using the money from the estate. However, Rav Chista states, av chalukim b'yisasan, eimim b'yisasei kimeitz. However, even if Reuven is acting as the executor and most of the estate is still intact and he's taking care of the entire estate, but when it comes to actually feeding each of them, they actually each get an allowance and therefore each of them gets a specific amount of money to use for their own needs. So even Rav would agree that definitely Reuven can say that these items belong to me as I was able to buy this sada or as I was able to give this loan from my own money, as Lamaisa I took money that was my allowance and I didn't eat as much and I didn't use as much money and therefore I was able to save money and I was frugal and this way I was able to buy the sada and I was able to give this loan, and therefore it would be the brothers that would have to bring a raya that Reuven actually used the money from the estate. As Rashbam states, Lo yishanu had to come Rav al the raya al shein chalukim b'shum dav ba'ilam afilu b'yisasan hilkach me'in lo lezeh klum b'loy achav, and therefore had Reuven have any money without the brothers. However, if they received allowance, then we could say kimeitz atzum b'yisa, the lashon of kimeitz is like the lashon of kamtan, someone that is stingy, and therefore he was able to save his money and he was able to buy the sada or he was able to give the loan from his own money. The Gemara continues that when Rav said that Reuven would have to bring a raya, Rai b'mai, what type of raya would he have to bring that the money was his? And Rabba Omer, raya b'edim, Rabba states that Reuven would have to bring rayas and he would have to bring edim that he actually used his own money and the money did not come from the estate. And Rav Sheshes Omer, raya b'kim ashtar, and Rav Sheshes says that Reuven would actually have to show that this shtar was actually mekuyim in Bezdin, and once Bezdin actually verifies that the edim and all the details of the shtar are true, then it must be that Bezdin already checked out that this was actually Reuven's money, as otherwise they wouldn't have written that this shtar is a valid shtar, that all the details of the shtar are actually correct, as if Reuven didn't really buy it with his own money, then certainly Bezdin would not have certified the shtar. And as Rashbam states, "Bekiyam hashtar shekasvu lo Bezdin henpik al shtar zeh, and bekiyam kaimu Bezdin batku hashtar v'chaku va'ondo alamitas hadava shekol hakasvu b'shtar emesu v'hashtari kasvu b'shmoy shel zeh." And the shtar specifically states that this item belongs to Reuven, or that Reuven lent this money. The Gemara continues, "Omali Rav l'Rav Nachman." Rav asked the following to Rav Nachman. Then the scenario that we're talking about, we have many shitas. HaRav, we have the shita of Rav. HaShmuel, we have the shita of Shmuel. HaRav of Rav Sheshes, and in the shita of Rav, we have a question as to how to bring a raya, and we had the shita of Rabba and the shita of Rav Sheshes. Therefore, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, Ma'akaman Svile, and who do you pass like? And Amalei and Rav Nachman responded, that I know Masnisi Adana, that I actually have a raya from Braisa that states exactly like Rav, and therefore I pass like Rav. The Tanya is bringing to Braisa, Echem and Achem Shoy Nesim and Nesim Betecha Bayis, that if one of the brothers was acting as the executive of the estate, Vayoinis Vishtaris, Yaitan Al Shmoy, Va'ama Shalia, and Shinafli Mibes Abi Ima, Reuven, who was a half brother with the other brothers, states that I received this as inheritance from my grandfather, who was my maternal grandfather, Allahi Raya. Reuven would have to bring a raya that he actually bought these properties, or he gave this money as a loan from his own money. The Brisa states exactly as Rav stated, and the Brisa continues with a similar scenario, V'chein Isha Shi Neseis V'Neseinus B'Teich Abayis, and in a similar scenario where Yaakov was married to Rachel, and then Yaakov died, and now Rachel is taking care of the estate of her children or of her stepchildren, and then there were documents that came out that said that she either bought a sada or she lent money, and she says that was from my money, and either she explained that she received an inheritance from a paternal grandfather or from a maternal grandfather, and as Rashbam says, or from her father itself, but the Gemara wanted to keep with the same lashon as we mentioned, and once again the Brisa states that since Lamaisa she is the administrator of this estate, and generally she would not have her own money, so the only way that we would believe her is if she would bring a raya that she actually bought it and she gave this loan using her own money, and otherwise we would say that she used the money from the estate, and therefore this actually belongs to the children and does not belong to her. And the Gemara continues and asks, "My v'chein, why did Brisa have to bring two cases? As l'cher there should be no chiluk between the first case and the second case." The Gemara responds that actually the second case is trying to teach us a chiddush, as Maror Tema, as one may have thought, Isha kivin the shvichel of milsa da amri katarchi kami yasmi legazul miyasmi. Since Rachel feels very chashuv that Bezdin trusts her, he allowed her to be the administrator of the estate of these children. So certainly certainly she would want to live up to these expectations and to the chashivas that they gave her, and therefore certainly she would not steal from the Yisoyimim, and therefore maybe she should not have to bring a raya, and we would trust her that she actually bought this asset or she gave this loan from her own money. The mashmor, and that even so, that since we're dealing with mammonis, so certainly a person has a major yetzahara, and there'll be meyer hetta to say that I'm taking care of the Yisoyimim, and therefore I do have a right to get a payment, and I have a right to this money, and therefore potentially she would lie. And as Rashbam states, Tishvich lamilsa, chashivas he law, shamamin lo isav bezdin la seisa petropis bishal Yisoyimim, vegam mishapin lo isav bidei odom al kach, and people are speaking so highly about her, and mikoshi gadol treima asher lehen shi shalah, visal kadaita lehemna, kamash balon. And before we continue, let's point out that when Rava said to Rav Nachman, her rab hashmuel, her rab of Rav Sheshes, Rashbam explained that Rava was asking Rav Nachman, first of all, we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and number two, if we pass like Rav, then how do we bring a raya? Do we pass like Rav or do we pass like Rav Sheshes? And as Rashbam states, her rab of Rav Sheshes, the pligi aliba de Rav, the ikurav siri lecha, raya b'mai, ikurabo, ikurav Sheshes. Rav Nachman responded, mastisi adana, kurav, that we have a brisa that's mefurish like Rav, umiu loy pirish loy, ikurabo, ikurav Sheshes. However, Rav Nachman did not respond if he holds like Rav or Rav Sheshes as to what type of raya we have to bring. Rashbam points out, Rabbeinu Chanan Pasuk be'edim tzarech lari raya v'loy b'kiyum ashtar, that fidu Rav Sheshes moided, the raya be'edim shavu yoysa m'kiyum ashtar ayin sham. Also, let's point out that the Gemara is my v'chein, that the Brisa brought two cases, one with the brother and one with the almana, and the Gemara is my v'chein, and Rashbam points out the mashma ve'afidu isha dina kain, as mashma that even by a woman the same thing applies, u'mayar v'usa ikatfei diktani v'chein, and why is it that the Brisa used lashem v'chein, which is mashma is a greater chiddush by an isha than by the case of the brother, and as he points out, hachi have a little mistake, isha shoysin esas fin esenes, and didn't have to say v'chein, v'derech tana loy m'shtei dvarim shavim v'zimnin darminin d'tzrich d'arayu, and even though it's a derech for tana to say two different things, and we just say that we need both, however, aval hacha diktani v'chein, mashma d'bloy zu afzu k'tani, and therefore the Gemara's question is, why is it that the case of isha is greater than the chiddush b'negei a brother, and the Gemara did not ask why we brought the case of the brother if there's no greater chiddush, as ein echinami, the brisa is using the derech of loy zu afzu. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on daf mem beis amud aleph, and the Mishnah stated b'medvarim ruvim b'machzik that all the dinim that we were speaking about were talking about the dinim of chazaka of shalosh shanim, or the din of chazaka when someone takes metalfon even for one day and they could be machzik in one day by the fact that they have something in their rishus could prove ownership, and by a sada we require you to have that item for 3 years. However, by metalfon all you required is to have it for one day. However, the Mishnah continued avu b'noisim matana va'achin shechalku va'machzik b'nichse ager, in the case where Reuven gave matana to Shimon, or Reuven and Shimon split up their estate, or there's someone that's being machzik b'nichse ager, certainly they wouldn't be koinah with kasef. So how would they be koinah this item from the other party? No, v'gadu parts kolshu harizu chazaka. Then the concept of kinyan chazaka, the way to effectuate a kinyan chazaka and to show bailus is by being null gadu parts kolshu. The Gemara begins and asks, atu kol hani darminon la b'nei chazaka nenu, are the things that we just mentioned, which refers to noisim atana or achin shechalku, or someone that's koinah from a ger that dies, they would not have a din chazaka. For example, if Shimon received a gift from Reuven and he used it for 3 years and then he loses his shtar matana, he would not be able to bring edim that he used the sada for 3 years, and that would prove his ownership. And similarly, if brothers split up their estate and the brothers actually lived there for 3 years, then are you telling me that chazaka would not work? And similarly, if a ger dies and he doesn't have yarshim, and now someone is koinah his field min a hefka and he goes and uses it for 3 years, then certainly that would actually work and it should be a chazaka. And what does the Mishnah mean? Etc. And the Gemara explains that in the Chanami we're missing words from a Mishnah, and the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows: that the only time that we stated that you're required to bring edim that you use the sada for 3 years and be able to prove your ownership based on the fact that you use the sada for a certain amount of time, that is only where there's another party that's coming and has terumais and is ma'ara on the sada, and he claims that he actually owns the sada and you don't own the sada. Then certainly once you bring edim that you use the sada for the proper amount of time, then certainly you would have a right to the sada, and there's no requirement for further edus. There's no requirement for you to keep your shtar. And as the Gemara gives an example, kagoyin meicha eimel lemechati, and for example, when a meicha says, I never sold this property to you, v'lekech eimel lekachti, and the lekech says, I bought this sada from you, and therefore the lekech has edim that he used the sada for 3 years, then certainly the lekech would win. Av chazaka she'ini mataina, but if there's a chazaka where there's no ma'ara and no one is claiming ownership, and it's just a question as to how to be claiming the sada, kagoyin nice matana v'achet shechaku v'machzik b'nichse ager, they'll mikti ba'alma hu debayi, that the only thing you're trying to do is to actually effectuate a kinyan, and over here you can't have a kinyan kesef. kesef, as there's no money that's actually going and transferring between the two parties, and therefore, how do you become no god who parts kosher is chazaka? Then once you actually make chazaka and you actually do a kin chazaka in this land, then at this point forward, neither party could retract and neither party could go back on the kinyan. As Rashbam states, al b'chazaka she'ini matayna shebala kaka moideloy litlo kagoy nois matana. So kiven the null god who parts kosher with nei edim have chazaka liknei shlo yuchalachsa oidza bezeh ayin shum. And it's very important to note that the words of our Gemara and the terms that are being used of chazaka she'ishim matayna and chazaka she'ini matayna have a very different meaning in our Gemara than when we spoke about chazaka she'ini matayna at the beginning of our parak ayin shum. And we will stop over here.